Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidina maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Wa qad qala tabaraka wa ta'ala ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, the pious and the buzrugan deen tell us that if a person has to gain control over a few things in his life, then his islah and his reformation will become easy for him. So I wish to mention those few things that they recommend for us. The first thing is, a person must gain control over his sleep. And if you look at these things that they recommend for us also, the month of Ramadan is a practice for us. When you look at the month of Ramadan, these things that they recommend for us will be found in this month of Ramadan. That Allah is training us in these aspects that they told us to do. So number one, the first thing is control over our sleep. And we know in this month, Allah has got certain things in place where a person, his sleep is broken. Starting from the time of Sehri, then when a person comes back from work also, he's quite tired, but at that time he has to go to the masjid, perform the 20 rakats of Taraweeh also. So Allah is showing us how to control our sleep. The Buzrugani Deen say that a person must sleep between 6 to 7 hours. And a person must not sleep more than 8 hours. Why? Because that's 1/3 of the 24 hours. Now he's going beyond moderation now. He's going beyond moderation. So the sleep Allah has given us is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every ni'mat also has to be used properly, in moderation also. Allah Ta'ala speaks about sleep in the Quran Sharif. وَجَعَلْنَا نُوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions under this verse, he says that one is sleep itself, which is a comfort from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man cannot create it. Allah gives it to you. And one is the things of comfort. A person got a luxury room, he got a beautiful bed, he got a beautiful home. That cannot bring sleep. Sleep comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there are so many people who got nothing of the luxuries, but they're having the best of sleeps. And another person got all the luxuries, he has to take pills to sleep. And sometimes that pulse doesn't work even also. So the sleep is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ni'mat with regards to sleep, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that it comes in the Quran Sharif in the 19th para. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sleep in the night when it's completely dark. Normally when it's dark, a person can sleep better, he can sleep for longer hours also. And likewise, Allah Ta'ala made, he says that 90% of the people are sleeping at that time. So it's completely quiet also. There's just peace. وَجَعَلْنَا نُوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ Subata, he says, means to cut off. That a person is cut off from all the worldly things. He's cut off from all his worries and everything. And he's completely calm and he's completely at ease. But unfortunately today, that time of sleep which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us, that is that night, we have changed it into a place of entertainment. A time of entertainment. That's why Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi in his Fazail A'mal, he has mentioned the words of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that after Isha there are three groups of people. One are those people who they spend their time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to divide his night also, not the whole night in ibadat. Nabi sallam never spent the whole night in ibadat. He divided his time also. So 1/3 of the night is spent in ibadat. For example, a person knows immediately after Isha he will go to sleep. Or he'll have something to eat, he'll speak to the family for a little while, he'll go to sleep. So Ramadan is teaching us, immediately go to sleep, then he'll wake up for the last part, he'll have to wake up for Sehri. He'll read some tahajjud also, he'll eat also. So he's dividing his time. So Nabi Sallam used to divide his night also. And the third group, so this is the first group of people. The first group of people, they spend it in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group are those people, they're spending it in sin. So they have lost dunya and akhirat also. And then you get the third group, they go to sleep immediately. They don't make no ibadat. So they neither lost, they neither gained. The main thing is that if they never gained anything, they never committed any sins also. So that is better than the person that is committing a sin also. So the sleep is a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that has to be in moderation also. A person must control it also. The second thing they tell us is to control our eating. To control our eating. That's why Hazrat Imam Masillah rahmatullahi used to say that a person paid barkar khao, ji barkar mat khao. That eat to your stomach's full. Don't eat to your heart's full. If you eat to your heart's full, now you're eating for your nafs. You finish it, you are full. And then suddenly another dish comes. You don't need to eat it. But you're just eating it for the sake of eating it. So now you're following your nafs. That's why Sahib Ruh al-Ma'ani has mentioned the words under the verse, Ya Bani Adam khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjidi wa kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. He speaks about israf. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah also mentions it. That what is israf? The first level of israf is where a person eats haram food. Obviously that is completely forbidden. Where you went beyond the limits, now you went in, and you went into haram. That is not permissible. And especially in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah said that there are people that are fasting the whole day. And in the end of the day, they're breaking their fast with haram food. So what was the use of that fast? That fast was supposed to stop you from haram. It was supposed to stop you from haram. So that's the first level. The second level is doubtful. Doubtful things. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was mentioned in the riwayat also. That stay away from riba and riba. That means anything that is doubtful also you must stay away from. Anything that is doubtful you must stay away from. And the third level is that it is permissible. This is what the Buzurgani Deen are telling us. That even in permissible things also you must control yourself. That is why Umar radiallahu anhu's words are mentioned in the riwayat of Abu Nu'aym. In Ruh al-Mani is mentioned. That Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Iyakum wal bitnata fil akli wa shurb. That beware of overeating and overdrinking. Why? Because mafsadatun lil jasad. It is bad for your body. It is bad for your health. Wa muthiratun lil saqam. And it leads to a lot of sicknesses also. A person who overeats, it leads to a lot of sicknesses also. It leads to a lot of sicknesses. Wa maksalatun lil ibadah. And it also makes a person lazy in his ibadat. A person now, he ate so much that he doesn't even feel like standing up and reading salah. He just wants to sleep. He just wants to sit. So it makes a person lazy also. So a person has to control his eating also. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written that that person who eats a lot also, his desires and his shahwat also increases also. And it leads him towards sin also. His desires increase and leads him towards sin also. So that's the second thing. The first thing we had mentioned, a person must control his sleeping. The second thing is that a person must control his eating. The month of Ramadan was there that we control our eating so that we even know the plight of the poor. Mullah Umarji Sahib rahmatullah used to say, unfortunately, we have taken the stomach like a warehouse. We fill it up with anything and everything. And in the month of Ramadan, when we're supposed to be eating less, we're not eating less, we're eating more. We only change our times of eating. We only change our times of eating. And then the third thing, which they mentioned, is that we should control our tongue. And this is a very, very important, one of the most important things is to control our tongue. Because we know that the sins of the tongue lead to so many other sins. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has mentioned, we got the sin of lies. Person is speaking lies, person is making ghibat, and we all know the harms of all these things. Person is slandering, and a person is disputing and fighting with people, all this is because of the tongue. Then a person is doing business, he's speaking lies in his business also. So all these are all the sins of the tongue that a person must control the tongue. That is why it comes in the hadith that every morning the other limbs, they tell to the tongue, please, if you are straight, then we are straight. If you are not straight, then we are going to catch it. You say something with your tongue, the tongue not going to get any backlash on the tongue. But who catches it? The rest of the body, you'll get into a fight, something will happen. That's all because of the tongue. Likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person will say something with his tongue in the morning and he will lose his iman. In the night also, he'll say something with his tongue which he wasn't supposed to say, he'll lose his iman. Very, very important that we need to control the tongue. Sometimes years a person is married for years and just because of the slight anger, he just mentions the word of talaq. All the years of companionship just go down. Why? Because he did not control the tongue. Then the fourth thing they told us is that we must control our mixing with people. Yes, we have to go out. We have to go to our work. We have to come to the masjid. We have to meet with one another. But just according to need. What you mean by need? A person has to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one need. For example, he has to come to the masjid. That's the right of Allah. So he'll come out and he'll meet and he'll mix. That's it. And one is because the right of insan and the right of man. For example, he has to go to earn. It is the right of his family that he has to earn. Halal rozi. So he has to go and mix. But once a person is finished with his responsibilities, then the Quran Sharif says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once you have finished with your work of calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you finish with your duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you finish with the duties of insan, then now you must tire yourself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ. Seclusion, he should love seclusion. Now in the month of Ramadan also, we don't need to go for lunch or anything. Now after Salah, now we just want to congregate and just talk. So much of that time, unnecessary things are mentioned, where we could have spent that time inside the masjid, we could have read some Quran Sharif, we could have made some zikr. That's why the Shaykh rahmatullah has mentioned, that on the day of Qiyamah in Jannat, there will be no person that will regret except that person who he will think to himself, he'll regret why I did not make that extra zikr, where I could have got higher stages in Jannat. So spend that extra time, and this is the time of Ramadan, we need to take the maximum of this month. We all know the value of this month because of what happened last year. When so many of us were deprived of even coming to the masjid, and yet Allah is giving us an opportunity, Allah is saying, you show it to us. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, I will do the rest. You make shukr, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spend that extra time. And another two more things just to end up, which with these four things, they say, we need to make muhasabah. Muhasabah means stock taking every day. Zinu qabla an tuzanu. Hayatu sahaba Umar and Anu's words are mentioned. Zinu qabla an tuzanu. Wa hasabu qabla an tuhasabu. That you take stock of yourself every day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina idha ahsanu istabsharu wa idha sa'u istaghfaru. Allah, make us from amongst those people. When we commit sins, then we rush towards istighfar. When we do any good, then we become pleased. So, every day take stock of yourself that I did this good, then I must make shukr. If I did this sin, then I must make istighfar. And the last thing, a person must make muraqabah yamut. Every day, a person must contemplate on death, that I will have to leave this world one day. I only got today. I don't even know whether I'll reach tomorrow also. Whatever happened yesterday, only Allah knows whether it's accepted or not. I only got today, must make the best of it. Allah give us tawfiq. Whatever is left of the month of Ramadan, make dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala, wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi.